Hello, it is Saturday, January 25th, 2025, and here are readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 17, verses 8 through 15, 1 Chronicles chapter 25, verses 1 through 31, and Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 29. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 17, verses 8 through 15. Keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me in the shadow of your wings, from the wicked who do me violence, my deadly enemies who surround me. They close their hearts to pity. With their mouths they speak arrogantly. They have now surrounded our steps. They set their eyes to cast us to the ground. He is like a lion eager to tear, as a young lion lurking in ambush. Arise, O Lord, confront him, subdue him. Deliver my soul from the wicked by your sword, from men by your hand, O Lord, from men of the world whose portion is in this life. You fill their womb with treasure. They are satisfied with children, and they leave their abundance to their infants. As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness. 1 Chronicles chapter 25, verses 1 through 31. David and the chiefs of the service also set apart for the service of the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Jeduthun, who prophesied with lyres, with harps, and with cymbals. The list of those who did the work and of their duties was of the sons of Asaph, Zakur, Joseph, Nathanael, and Asherlah, sons of Asaph, under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied under the direction of the king of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedali, Zerai, Jeshaiah, Shimei, Hashabai, and Mattathiah, six under the direction of their father, Jeduthun, who prophesied with the lyre in thanksgiving and praise to the Lord of Hemam, the sons of Himam, Bukai, Matanai, Uzil, Shabil, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanai, Eliathah, Gidatai, and Ramatai Ezer, Joshbekashah, Molathai, Hotir, Mahaziath. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, according to the promise of God to exalt him, for God had given Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. They were all under the direction of their father in the music in the house of the Lord with cymbals, harps, and lyres for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the order of the king. The number of them, along with their brothers, who were trained in singing to the Lord, all who were skilled, was 288, and they cast lots for their duties, small and great, teacher and pupil alike. The first lot fell to Asaph, to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, to him and his brothers and his sons, 12, the third to Zakur, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fourth to Izrai, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fifth to Nathaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The sixth to Bakai, his sons and his brothers, 12. The seventh to Jeshurah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The eighth to Jeshiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The ninth to Madani, his sons and his brothers, 12. The tenth to Shimei, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 11th to Azaral, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 12th to Hashabai, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 13th, Shebel, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 14th, Malahiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 15th to Jeremoth, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 16th to Hanani, his sons, and his brothers, 12. To the 17th, to Jashbekashah, his sons, and his brothers, 12. To the 18th, to Hanai, his sons, and his brothers, 12. To the 19th, to Malathai, his sons, and his brothers, 12. To the 20th, to Eliathah, his sons, and his brothers, 12. To the 21st, to Hathir, his sons, and his brothers, 12. To the 22nd, to Gedaltai, his sons, and his brothers, 12. To the 23rd, to Mahazioth, his sons, and his brothers, 12. To the 24th, to Ramathai-Azir, his sons, and his brothers, 12. Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 29. As we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune-telling. She followed Paul and us, crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation." And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of gain was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them to the magistrates, they said, "These men are Jews, and they are disturbing our city. They advocate customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever.